USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation continues to haunt the American economy. The consumer price index for used cars, trucks, and food continue to skyrocket. Gasoline is up another 2.5% over the last 30 days. Money Mind Steve Forbes on Fox Business says financial disaster is looming.
The Fed, I think, is realizing bad things are coming and they're trying to find desperate ways to stem the leaks in the dam. But with all those spending bills coming through, what they go through, watch out. The dam will break.
The chain consumer price index for all urban consumers increased 5.3% over the last year. Texas Governor Greg Abbott criticized state Democrats who ran away Monday in an effort to block the GOP's election integrity bill. Abbott says the missing lawmakers could be arrested upon their return to the state. He said members of the Texas House of Representatives who are still in state can call for the arrest of their colleagues who do not show up to vote. USA Radio News.
Ashley Quintana is the public policy manager at Facebook, and she is here with us to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. Ashley, can you share with us this unique program that started in California?
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
As of right now, where does this endeavor originate from?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, thank you so much for all this great information and this great service you're providing. Could you please tell us where we can go for more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
College sports is a multi-billion dollar industry, so why not pay the athletes that earn the institutions big money? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf signs legislation to allow college athletes in his state to begin earning money based on their name, image, and likeness, which is commonly referred to as NIL. The Democrat governor telling reporters this was the right thing to do.
We appreciate the fact that Pennsylvania has enacted a law that gives student athletes the ability to earn compensation based on their NIL. This will be beneficial to student athletes as well as the institutions that they attend.
Under Pennsylvania's law, schools and athletic leagues cannot sanction college athletes for being paid royalties for sales of team jerseys, college team video games, or college team trading cards. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden is starting to recognize the spike in violent crime across America.
We know there are some things that work, and the first of those that work is stemming the flow of firearms used to commit violent crimes. Our strategy provides including funding for law enforcement through the American Rescue Plan for states, cities, and to be able to hire police and pay them overtime in order to advance community policing.
Congressman James Comer, the Kentucky Republican, tells Fox News, the proposals by the president is not going to be enough to win against violent crime.
No, this has been an issue that's plagued all of the Democrat Party over the last 12 months. This is an issue that I think Americans are outraged by. Crime is on the rise. The Democrats have had the absolute wrong position with respect to law enforcement, and we're seeing the consequences of that in the areas where they have called for defunding the police. These are the areas where we've seen a massive increase in crime. So now Joe Biden's finally getting the memo. He's trying to lead his party, but his party's in every direction on this issue. I hope that our country can realize that we have to have law enforcement to combat crime. We need to respect law enforcement, and obviously we need to fund our law enforcement.
The Stanley Cup will unfortunately be leaving Tampa Bay for a few days. In a bit of humor, the Stanley Cup will be traveling to Montreal for repairs. There's no word on how the cup became damaged. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.